You're listening to SBS News.
Fifth generation wireless technology, or 5G for short, promises ultra-fast internet and increased connectivity. But aviation bosses in the United States are worried it could take their industry offline. Professor Thas Nirmalathas from the University of Melbourne says it is a genuine concern.
They just want to make sure they can coexist. So it is a usual healthy discussions to make sure that actually doesn't interfere with the existing platforms on aircrafts.
America's airlines fear the 5G technology could interfere with radio altimeters, the instruments which help pilots measure the distance from their plane to the ground when there's low visibility. The heads of the country's biggest airlines have joined forces with delivery companies. They've written a letter to senior White House officials and the industry regulator, pleading the rollout be postponed. It reads, "Unless our major hubs are cleared to fly, the vast majority of the travelling and shipping public will essentially be grounded. Immediate intervention is needed to avoid significant operational disruption." Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary, says the US government is trying to broker a deal and avoid an economic disaster.
Our objective is, of course, to reach a solution around 5G deployment that maintains the highest level of safety while minimizing disruptions to passenger travel.
After weeks of delays, mobile phone giants AT&T and Verizon bowed to pressure, agreeing, reluctantly, to a temporary deferral at a limited number of towers. A statement from AT&T says, "We are frustrated by the Federal Aviation Administration's inability to do what nearly 40 countries have done, which is to safely deploy 5G technology without disrupting aviation services, and we urge it to do so in a timely manner." Captain Mike Vivian, formerly of the British Civil Aviation Authority, is confident a solution will be found.
I suspect that the industry in the United States and the manufacturers and the regulator will solve this, if not by more buffer zones, by introducing better equipment on the aircraft or modifying that equipment on those aircraft which are affected.
Australia's 5G frequencies are similar to America's, but according to Professor Nirmalathas, studies have found the risk of interference is very low.
The really worst case, as you're driving under the tram line, you hear your radio is being affected. Similar, that type of interference is what we're talking about, but these are very, very minute. So we are talking about very, very rare and very, very harder to observe effects of interference in this case. But because of the safety and because of the such a big industry, aviation, we need to make sure the safety and the risks are managed appropriately.
Despite the delay, America's mobile networks have vowed to push ahead with the 5G rollout, saying regulators had been told 2 years ago of the date. Omer Dehin, SBS News.